The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair on your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God who created us, the God who redeems us, and the God who sustains us. Amen. As we wind down the season of Pentecost and head towards Advent, we are strapped with a very difficult scripture lesson, which seems totally out of place. Think about it. For the past few weeks, we've been hearing Christmas music in some commercials. The Halloween decorations were intermingled with Christmas decorations. And Macy's already has the Spode Christmas tree pattern on sale at 60% off. Let my husband hear the word. We are, as a society, getting ready for Christmas. In 2 weeks, we will have the first Sunday of Advent, when the church really prepares for the coming of Christ into the world. This coming makes everything new for people, from humble shepherds to mighty astronomers from the east. It also signals for us something new. But let's put it in chronological perspective for a moment using our own calendar. Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus, actually occurs at the end of our calendar year. all of these new beginnings come at the end. It'll be a week before we go from Christmas to New Year. It's somewhat the same in our gospel reading for today. Jesus is talking not only about the end of his life, the end of the world, at least the end of the world as the people of his time knew it. As Jesus predicted in today's gospel, there would be a major shift symbolized by the destruction of the temple. The precarious balance of power between the Romans and the Jews would come crashing down, and not one stone would be left upon another. This was about 70 AD. And some of you may remember the miniseries from 1981 called Masada, which chronicles the final holdout of the Jews in Jerusalem. So, that was one reference Jesus was making today. The other is the actual end of the world. Most of what we imagine as how the world would end and the second coming of Jesus is found in the book of Revelation. But today gives us a little glimpse to the end of the world. There have been many novels in recent times which describe what the end of the world, or Armageddon, as it's called, will actually look like. They usually take bits and pieces from the book of Revelation and mold them together to form some sort of consistent timeline of the end of the world. And no matter what, it never looks good. The prophecy of what will happen before this time is usually taken from today's gospel. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. Well, you know what? Over and over again, generation after generation, century after century, people have pointed to what was going on at that particular time and said, this is it. This is the end. Because you can look at events in the course of history which reflect all of those things. Look at our own 21st century. Most people remember exactly where they were on 9/11. The images are still burned in the hearts and minds of most people. The sight of hundreds of tanks streaming across the desert heading to Baghdad as an image of what was then called shock and awe. In 2005, here in the United States, Hurricane Katrina was responsible for the deaths of almost 1,250 people and did untold damage to property. Right now, Russia invading Ukraine and trying to annex parts of that country as their own. The west coast of Florida is still recovering from Hurricane Ian. You know, it would be very easy for people to point at these events and say that this is the precursor of the apocalypse. Remember almost 100 years ago, the Great Depression. This was followed quickly by World War II, when nation did rise against nation. And people said, that was the apocalypse. We can go back through history over and over again and find the same exact pattern of events. As there was never a lack of people prophesying the end of the world in each of those generations. And each, by the way, pointing to a false Christ. And
we're still here. The world has not come to an end.
All the faithful believers have not disappeared and been assumed into heaven.
Or maybe they have.
And we're the bad ones left behind and just don't realize it. Now that's a very scary thought. Jesus made clear in another passage of Scripture that no one knows when the end will come except the Father. And he's not telling. Beware of those who would lead you astray, saying, the time is near. So is there another possibility of what Jesus was talking about in today's gospel? Excuse me. Again, this is a difficult passage, so you have to pay close attention. As Jesus goes on, he talks about the destruction of the temple and persecution of believers. He even tells them that they will put some of you to death. Again, that did actually happen in the early church. It probably was going on in some way when Luke wrote today's gospel. And it's been going on right until this day when Christians are persecuted for their faith. Those who are being persecuted can take comfort in today's gospel. And that very well might be the reason that it was included in all three of the synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Finally, in taking apart what Jesus said today, we can look at it as Jesus talking about his own death. At the beginning of John's gospel, Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, one of the accusations brought against Jesus was that he had said this. It's hard to say if this is the place that Luke puts that particular prophecy of Jesus, but it does appear that they overlap. Remembering his words about the 3 days the leaders of the Jews asked Pilate to put a guard outside of the tomb, just in case someone comes to steal the body and say he rose from the dead. Well, the temple in Jerusalem was completely destroyed, not one stone left on another. The Roman Empire fell and is but a memory in history books. But Jesus did rise from the dead. Though they tried to destroy his body, it did not work. Jesus lives. By this we know. Thou, O grave, canst not enthrall us. Let the church say, Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Even more, his words are still here for us today, 2,000 years later. They were not dependent on the powers of the world. They were dependent on and were and are the Word of God. Wars, earthquakes, famines, plagues, heaven and earth itself shall pass away. But God's word, God in Christ, will not pass away. Hallelujah. That is the faith we believe, passed on from generation to generation, in good times and in bad. And ultimately, as Jesus has said, by our endurance, we have gained our souls.